Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
I don't know about you, but we love mystery stories. That's why The Upside Down Story is one of our favorite podcasts. It turns a tale flipsy-flopsy upside-downsy so that you need to listen to the clues to figure out who the mystery storyteller is. Search for The Upside Down Story on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, young detectives. Welcome back to another episode of the Snoop and Sniffy Show. We're happy to have you back, solving cases alongside us. Sniffy and I are just two humble dogs cracking cases in the sleepy hamlet of Pflugerville. But we couldn't do it without all of you.
Snoop's right. We're so lucky to have all of you right here with us as we solve all sorts of cases. Aren't you glad you left London to come work here with me on the Bark Street, Snoop?
Why, yes I am. It took me a bit to get over leaving the great city of London. And I do get homesick from time to time, but there's no other place I'd rather be than with all of you here on Bark Street. Oh, now stop it. I don't want to get too emotional. I'm stodgy and stoic and, oh, I'm just so jolly happy. I haven't had a good cry in a while.
Are you crying, Snoop?
I most certainly am not. I just feel very lucky to be here. Doing what I love. Now, enough.
It's okay to show your emotions, Snoop. I do it all the time.
I know you do, Sniffy. Maybe you're rubbing off on me.
I'm rubbing off on you? Now you're gonna make me cry.
Snoop? Sniffy? You in there? It's Lorraine. Hello?
What's going on? Who do I need to give a ticket to?
Oh, it's nothing. Just a spot of seasonal allergies.
We're fine. I'm fine. All's fine.
Doesn't seem fine.
No, really. We're very happy. Now, to what do we owe the pleasure of your visit, Lorraine?
I'm having a picnic.
Ooh, a picnic. I love picnics. Picnics are like my favorite thing. Well, I have a lot of favorite things. Oh, my leaping lizards. I have too many favorite things. How will I ever choose? Don't make me choose my favoritest of my favorites. It's too hard. Although I do love playing with my chew toy. No, it's too hard.
I think Sniffy has lost the plot.
Oh, sorry. I just got so excited about picnics. Picnics are fun.
Yes, they are. And mine's gonna be the best picnic ever. I've invited the who's who of Bark Street. Bean, Fred, Winnie, and Fern. I could only invite 6 others. 7 would have been too much. Sorry to my barn friend Kevin the Spider, but he didn't make the cut. We're all gonna bring our own treats, but I'm making a lot of the food myself.
Are we invited?
Oh, I thought that was obvious. I came over to invite you two.
Hooray! I love picnics!
Of course, we know.
What should we bring, Lorraine?
Well, I'm handling the drinks, the desserts, and the main course. Why don't you two surprise me with an appetizer? Nothing too out there. I'm food sensitive.
Are pickled sardines too out there? What am I saying? I don't know how to pickle anything.
The picnic starts promptly at 12 p.m. next to the pond in the park. Don't be late. I don't want anything to ruin my leisurely day off.
I didn't know it was your day off.
Well, it is. So please, Sniffy, no chaos.
Why did you say that to me? I'm perfectly calm.
See you at 12 p.m.
See you then, Lorraine.
A picnic! I'm so not calm. This is gonna be so fun, Snoop. What should we make? I was thinking of something with tears, like a cake.
She said she's handling the dessert.
Well, why can't cake be the appetizer or even the main course, I say?
Let's steer away from the cake. Let's see what the schlubs have in their pantry.
Ooh, good idea.
Wow, it's really bare bones in here. The schlubs really need to go shopping.
Ketchup. Ketchup.
Yes, ketchup. And your point?
Can we bring ketchup? They have ketchup, see?
Yes. Let's not forget that. Maybe we should check the fridge.
The fridge, yes. It's so cold and bright in there. Ooh, how does it stay so cold? Such magic.
Ah, yes, a carton of eggs. I have the perfect idea.
Should we tie-dye the eggs and tie them to our heads?
No, I was going to suggest we made some deviled eggs.
Ooh, what's a deviled egg?
It's when you boil an egg in hot water and then take off its shell, cut it in half, and fill the middle with a yolk paste.
That sounds complicated, but I'll try to help.
That's the spirit. Okay, now, when cooking eggs, we have to be careful not to drop any...
Oops.
That's okay. Just be more careful with the next... maybe I'll hold the eggs.
Good idea. And what should I do?
Why don't you go gather the water so we can boil it on the stove? Now, remember, young listeners, don't touch or use the oven without permission from your parents. You don't want to burn yourself or the house down. Now, we place the eggs inside the water and wait.
Wait?
Wait.
Is it ready yet?
Not yet.
Okay, how about now?
Not yet, Sniffy. I'll let you know when.
Well, let me just check. Oops.
Maybe we should bring a cheese plate instead.
Ooh, I love cheese. How do we cook that?
We don't. We just grab that cheese plate from the schlub's fridge and bring that. Don't know why I tried to be so ambitious with the deviled eggs. Grab that cheese plate, won't you?
Got it. Look at all these different cheeses. Cheddar, Swiss, Gruyere, Brie, yum. We're amazing cooks.
Sure, we cooked this cheese. That works.
I'm so glad you taught me to cook, Snoop. You've trained me to be a detective and now a cook. What else can you teach me?
Oh, Sniffy, there's lots still to teach you. Lots.
I like learning.
That's why you're my best student. But, alas, it's almost 12 p.m., so it's time to head over to the park for the picnic.
Yay! My favorite part of a picnic is when we're all together, sitting on the blanket, enjoying all the food.
Yes, that's everyone's favorite part of a picnic, because that's what a picnic is. Now, off we go.
Woohoo! Picnic time! I'm so glad Lorraine took today off and decided to have a picnic. And nothing mysterious or suspicious has happened all day.
Quite correct. Things are always going haywire here on Bark Street. Wonder why today has been so quiet. Well, Sniffy, let us focus on nothing but the picnic ahead of us.
That's very interesting.
What's interesting?
Nothing, never mind. Just focusing on picnic time and also trying not to drop this cheese plate.
Why don't I hold on to it?
Good idea.
This is a disgrace! A madness!
Oh no! What's going on, Lorraine?
My picnic! It's ruined! It's a disaster! Someone stole all my food I prepared right from my checkered blanket! How could they? And all my day off!
I knew it was too quiet on Bark Street. There's always foul play afoot here. While we try to calm Lorraine down, why don't you all take a quick break? Hurry back.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. Sniffy and I just had arrived at the picnic in the park when we were greeted by Lorraine's quacks of distress. It seems someone has taken all the food she prepared right from her checkered blanket. Let's try to get some more info from her now. Lorraine, please tell us what happened.
Snoop, I'm upset.
I can see that. Someone stole all your food?
Yes, I had all sorts of treats. Salmon Meunier, a fruit salad, brownies, cookies, pasta, french fries.
That sounds delicious.
It was, and now it's gone. I put all my food out and realized I forgot the ketchup, so I...
Ah, Snoop, we forgot the ketchup, too.
Excuse me, I'm currently lamenting.
Sorry.
As I was saying, I went back to get the ketchup, and when I returned, everything was gone. And on my day off, I knew I should have been more careful leaving unintended food in the park. I bet it was Steve the Duck. He eats everything.
Look, here comes Bean, Winnie, and Fern.
What's going on?
Did you steal all the food, Bean?
Me? No. Look, I brought potato salad and ketchup.
Yay, someone brought ketchup.
Lorraine, this picnic looks pretty bare bones. Where's all the food?
So you took the food, Winnie.
Me? What? I didn't take anything, and I also brought nothing. I'm that picnic guest.
Yeah, sorry, Lorraine. We forgot to bring any food.
Well, great, because all my food got stolen. Snoop, I need you to figure out who took my picnic food. Can I hire you for this case?
But of course.
Yeah, Snoop and I will get to the bottom of this. We are great detectives and great cooks. Look at this cheese plate we cooked.
You cooked this cheese plate?
Sure did.
Sniffy has a vivid imagination when it comes to cooking. Firstly, I think we shall interview the other invitees to the picnic. We'll start with Winnie.
Me?
Yes. Where were you two when Lorraine invited you to the picnic?
I was in the doghouse, taking a late morning nap. I wore myself out earlier chasing something, only to realize it was my tail. Then I got tired and fell asleep. She came and invited me to the picnic. I was excited. I thought I'd make a quiche or a pickled sardine. All that thinking got me tired again. So I fell asleep. I just woke up moments ago, which is why I didn't bring any food with me.
So you were sleeping when the food was taken?
Yeah.
Trick question. How do you know when the food was taken?
Oh, I don't know. All I can say is that I've been sleeping for a really long time and I don't really know what's happening still.
Can anyone confirm you've been sleeping this whole time?
I can confirm that she was sleeping. Lorraine invited me shortly after Winnie. I went to ask her what she was going to make. Squeak! I wanted to make a cupcake. When I got there, she was asleep. I waited for her to wake up. You know, it's rude to wake a sleeping dog. But she kept on sleeping. And then I got sleepy. And fell asleep too. That's why I also didn't bring anything.
A likely story.
It's true.
I don't think Winnie and Fern would lie about this. Nor do I think they would take the food.
Whew, thank you.
Bean, however.
I would never. Okay, well, maybe I would, but in this case, I didn't.
Walk us through where you were this morning, please.
Well, I was at the country club, of course. Lorraine invited me to the picnic. I usually don't do picnics, you see. Sitting on a blanket on the ground, as if. But I was free, so I thought, why not? I got the chefs at the country club to whip up some potato salad, and then I got a quick haircut. And I found this stylish top hat to wear. Anyone at the club can vouch for me.
Your top hat does look super stylish. Can I try it on?
No.
I believe your story, Bean. Your fur is freshly trimmed. That had to have happened this morning.
Thank you. It did.
Well then, who took the food? Fred the Squirrel!
What about Fred?
He was supposed to be here by 12 p.m., and he's still not here. I knew I shouldn't have invited him. He probably came early, saw the food, and took it all for himself. Let's go find him.
No need to find me. Here I am.
Where's the food, Fred? You're getting a big old ticket.
Fred, where were you, and why did you just come flying out of that tree?
I didn't take the food. I was watching from the tree because I was feeling nervous about the nut butter bars I made, and I wanted to see what everyone else was bringing first. Then when Lorraine started accusing everyone of stealing the food, I didn't want to be accused too for showing up late.
That all makes sense to me.
Guilty!
Can I try a nut butter bar?
Well, sure. But it's not really my best work.
This is delicious.
Really? Thank you, Sniffy.
Enough of this. If Fred didn't take my food, who did?
You know what's funny? When Snoop and I were talking over here, I saw a bunch of food moving by itself across the grass. Away from here.
Sniffy!
Yeah, it was so weird. All this food, a salmon, pasta, it was just being pulled across the grass on its own. Yeah, how strange. Hey, wait. Hey, could that have been your food?
Which way was it being pulled?
Observation is key. Good eye, Sniffy. I know where the food is.
Where?
In Lorraine's shed.
What? Are you accusing me of taking my own food?
No, but someone else in your shed did.
You mean Kevin the Spider?
Yes. When you invited us to this picnic, you mentioned you could only invite 6 and that Kevin didn't make the cut. Kevin lives in your barn. He must have overheard you preparing for the picnic. Like any spider who's been left out, he probably was upset and wanted to ruin your picnic. Plus, when Sniffy mentioned he saw the food being pulled across the grass, as if by an invisible string, that could only be one thing, a spider's web. It's strong, durable, and invisible to the eye.
You're a genius, Snoop.
I know. Now, let's head over to Lorraine's barn and get the food back.
The food! I can't believe you took all my food from the picnic, Kevin, and on my day off.
I'm sorry, Lorraine. I shouldn't have done that. I was just so upset. Why didn't you invite me to your picnic? You know I love picnics.
I'm sorry, Kevin. I got so worked up in my head over planning it and how many animals could fit on the checkered blanket that I didn't stop to realize that tiny little you could fit in any corner. I'm sorry. Will you please come to my picnic?
You mean it?
Of course. You're my best friend.
So, can we get this picnic party started?
Yes! Let's bring the food back out! I can't wait for you all to try my pasta salad!
Don't forget about our cheese!
Well, we've done it again. Another case solved. And another party to celebrate. Things truly are fantastic here on Bark Street. I have a great detective partner in Sniffy, great neighbours, and lots of great mysteries to solve. Life can't get any better for a detective in his prime. If you had fun with us today, keep listening. There are a whole bunch of shows like this one out there. Just search Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. Now, excuse me, I have to get back to this picnic party. Very excited to try this cheese we cooked.
Go Kid Go!
We believe that stories are magic, so when we find a great one, we can't wait to share it. Far, far away on the planet Florp, a baby named Bobby Wonder was born. But his parents relocated the family to Earth right after the birth, so Bobby grew up having no idea he was an alien. Until his 10th birthday, that is. Can you imagine waking up on your birthday to find out that you can fly and talk to ducks? Created by a New York Times best-selling children's author and produced by the award-winning Go Kid Go team, Bobby Wonder is out of this world fun! Search for Bobby Wonder on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.